This is VO via remote. I'm Jim Bertel. Protesters clashed with Lebanese security forces at anti-government demonstrations in Beirut overnight. Officers deployed tear gas on dozens of people near Parliament. Demonstrators were angered by Tuesday's devastating blast. The protest came just hours after French President Emmanuel Macron was in Beirut offering support. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. Preliminary investigations blame the explosion on inaction and negligence, saying nothing was done to remove tons of ammonium nitrate from the port. Local officials have denied the incident was the result of an attack. Lebanon's hospitals are overwhelmed by thousands of injured people, while other care facilities were themselves put out of action by the explosion. The people of Lebanon are used to suffering through decades of war and civil unrest.
That is Reed reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has followed through with his threat to ban TikTok and another Chinese-owned app. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Trump is calling on the Commerce Department to define what is banned when the orders take effect in 45 days. Even Apple or Google hosting these apps might be a violation. This week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke of alleged security threats from Chinese technology, but some legal analysts are questioning the basis for a ban on social media apps. TikTok says it doesn't store U.S. user information in China and doesn't share information with the Chinese government. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more information on the ban on TikTok, or if you'd like more information on the COVID-19 pandemic, please go to voanews.com.